One of our listeners, Rebecca, got engaged a week ago.
Oh.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yeah.
48 hours later, she found out it's the same ring her fiancé used to propose to his last girlfriend. Boo.
Yeah. I hate that we even have to recap this for her to hear.
Now, she still does love him.
Yeah.
Yay. But she's not sure how to bring this information up to him and get the truth. And that's why she turned to us. Boo. Awkward Tuesday phone call. Yay. For a little bit of advice. Brooke, what do you have for her?
You know,
Brooke.
This is just your first big bump in a relationship. It'll be fine. I think what you say to him is you say, I'm so happy to be engaged to you, but I do have to tell you I don't really love the ring. It's not my style. Can we exchange it? Do you see? Because then it puts the onus on him. Either he's going to fess up or he's going to scramble and have to find you a new ring. Because that's what you need in the end, right?
Well, but what I need is for him to tell me the truth.
Well, I mean...
Right? Like, and doesn't that give him the option to just be like, okay, we'll just find another one?
Does he have a lot of money? Because...
All right. 0 for 1 on advice here. Jose, what do you have?
I think you need to get him to tell you about the background of the ring in a nice way. Like, be super nice to him about it.
What do you mean? Like, where did you get it?
That, well...
When did you get it?
No,
who did you get it for?
Who's worn it?
If she gushes about the ring, then maybe he'll feel comfortable opening up about it and being like, oh yeah.
Trick him.
You love it that much? I actually got it.
My ex picked it out.
But maybe, bro. Don't speak for him. But at least you'll find the truth.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I could use a little of that.
I got a baby!
I thought I was going to get you the truth and a new ring. But okay.
All right, well, we've given you all that we have to offer, Rebecca, so...
Will you make this call with us, Rebecca?
Aww.
Yes, of course.
Aww.
I do. Say yes.
You just made us the happiest morning show in the world. But we're going to be here for you, ready to jump in on the call if we feel like you need a little bit of help. And I'm going to dial the number right now, let you call David and find out what's the deal with your engagement ring, okay?
Oh, okay, let's do it.
All right, you got this. Good luck.
Hello?
Hey, babe, it's me.
Oh, hey. Yeah, wow, you... I didn't recognize the number coming through. That was weird. How you doing?
I don't know. That's weird. I'm good. Just got back from walking the dog. But
oh, nice.
Kind of wanted to chat for a minute. Do you have just a second?
Yeah, babe. Anything for you.
Okay. So before we get married, I never asked you, is there... anything that I should know that, like, you haven't told me?
no, not really. I mean, obviously, I love you.
Right, but what do you mean, not really? Does that mean there is something that you want to tell me?
No, no, oh, no, that was just a weird question to ask, I guess.
It's weird? Like, it's weird for me to ask if there's anything I should know before we get married? Why is that weird?
Where's this coming from? Like, what's going on, babe?
Let's get back to the question. I asked you if there's anything else I need to know.
No, and I said no.
You said not really, which is different.
Look, if this is about that hazing thing back in the fraternity, I already told you I wasn't the one who bought the peanut butter. It was Moose.
And
that was for Rutherford Go.
Yeah, no, hold on. David, I know that this isn't about Moose or your peanut butter fiasco. Like, this is about specifically our engagement.
Oh, what about it?
What about it? Is there anything you'd like to say?
Clearly there's something you want me to say, so why don't you tell me what you want me to say?
So when I was over at Maya's house the other day, she showed me a picture online of you and your ex-fiancé, and she was wearing the exact same ring as the one that you gave me.
Oh,
David, now you're not talking?
What do you want me to say?
I want to know why you gave me your ex-fiance's freaking ring.
Well, okay, it's freaking $12,000. I had it custom made.
So what? You had it custom made for her.
Look, I couldn't just have her walk off with it. That's $12,000 down the drain. That's why I broke into her house last month to take it so I could propose to you with a really nice ring. You're welcome.
Oh, dang.
What?
It's stolen.
Who's else there? Who is this?
David.
I am in shock.
What's up, man?
Oh, my God.
How did that just get worse?
You're on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Are you kidding me?
Dude.
For real?
Did you just admit that you broke into your ex's house to steal a ring?
My God.
Wait.
I mean, it's his ring, right?
No.
Yeah, it's my ring. I spent my money on that thing. It's mine, and she never gave it back. So, I mean, I just took back what's mine.
You gave it to her, David.
Well, I asked for it back, and she wouldn't give it to me.
Oh, my God.
So you were stupid enough to steal it.
Oh my God.
They're not going to put me in jail for stealing my own ring. I bought it.
People are probably seeing the pictures that I posted online of that ring, and they're going to tell your ex what happened.
Yeah.
And she can report you to the police.
That's good thinking, Rebecca. You should take the pictures down.
Oh, my God, Jeffrey.
I like where you're at.
David.
Look, babe, I'm willing to go to jail for you because apparently these guys think that going to jail, I'm willing to go to jail for you.
That's not as romantic as you think it sounds.
So what you're saying is you couldn't afford another ring if I wasn't wearing this ring. So like the one you would have gotten me would have been less money?
Well, times are a little tighter now. Yeah, it'd probably be just like $5,000 or something, maybe. I don't know. Not even half a carat.
Oh, man.
Alexis shuddered when you said half a carat.
I mean, we could maybe do the pawn shop route and see how much we can get for it, but I don't love the idea of having like a really cheap ring either. So
yeah.
Wait, you sound more okay with getting married to him than I expected you to.
You want them to break up, bro?
Yeah.
You
just broke into his ex-fiance's house.
That part doesn't bother me, honestly. It's the other half. Yeah.
Brooke was
cheap ring up like
Brooke was cheering, waiting for the breakup cry.
Yeah. I didn't want that, but like
I just didn't know that these were my options, right? It was either a cheap ring or a stolen ring. Like if those are my options.
Yeah, babe, when you put it like that.
I think we're on the same page at this point. And if anything, think about how sad the ex-fiance is, too. That's just a little bonus cherry on top.
You guys, she is going to come after both of you. Do you not understand that, Rebecca? If you stay with this, like, you're like an accomplice or something.
That's why you do
and that's
everything.
A lot of
like
money.
Like a Bonnie and Clyde sort of thing. That is so cute, Brooke.
Aww. Oh, stop.
Everybody's looking for their quote-unquote partner in crime. Now you're literal ones.
Yeah.
God, I've always hated that phrase.
If David says he has a receipt for the ring, like, maybe it does prove that it's his.
David, you have that receipt?
Yeah, I've got it.
Well, that's a bad look.
Yeah. I bet you do, David.
At the end of the day, Rebecca, you're the one who called in for help. Are you okay with the situation, how it's turning out?
I mean, I'm happy that this happened, right? So that I could just find out what the truth was and figure out what would have happened if I didn't keep the ring. So, I mean, I thank you for helping me.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You are welcome.
And babe, you know, if we want to take this a little further, we can definitely try to go exchange this on the black market. I know a guy.
Wait, what? That's the old frat peanut butter bro. He knows what to do.
It's Moose.
We
knew he would come in handy one day.